chapter 6, verse 38. And this particular giving I'm talking about, this is a different type of giving than financial giving. So this type of giving is the type of giving that we experienced yesterday. So I'm going to explain it. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it shall be measured back to you. This portion of scripture, and you would kind of see, okay, God is talking about, Jesus is talking about love, and then he goes into this spiel about, you know, not judging, different things like that. But then when he talks about this giving part, and what I saw yesterday was extremely powerful. And what we experienced yesterday was extremely powerful because it was a demonstration of giving. Most of these ladies that was serving, it was their off day. It was their off day. It was their rest day. It was their day of recovery from all that they've done throughout the weekend, and then, you know, trying to come to worship. So Monday would normally be an off day for them. They use their off day to give. And so when you walked in, you felt the spirit of giving. And so they gave. So the first word in this verse is give. But when you give, this is what happened. It will be given to you. There's no way that they could have expressed that level of giving yesterday. There is no way that they could have expressed that level of giving yesterday without the rest of this verse coming to pass. So it says give. And give stands alone and comma because it's not the completion. And it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall be put into your bosom. So their generosity, they didn't make any money yesterday. They weren't there to make money yesterday. They were there to serve. They were there to give. They took their hands. They took their skills. They took their money makers. Their hands are their money makers. They have an art in their hands. So when they begin to do hair, you can take a person that doesn't have the giftings in their hands and they will make a mess of someone's hair. But you take one of those individuals yesterday that used their hands. Their hands was what they used. That's what God anointed. Their hands. So when they touch those women's hands, over 60, touch their heads with their hands, over 60 women, they came out looking differently. The makeup artist, it was in their hands. So when you use your hands or use what God has given you, you use it for the benefit of others without motive. They had no motives. They have no motives. They have no motives. It was in their hands. So when they touched a head, and I saw some of the heads before they touched them, and I saw some of the heads after they touched them, which tells me that there was a power in the hands. So with their hands, instead of trying to make money yesterday, they used their hands to be a blessing. They just gave. They just released through what was in their hands. There's no telling what God is going to do with their hands and where he's going to take their hands because of what they done on yesterday. So they took their hands. They took their gifting. For me, My gifting is in me, in my speech, is in me talking. So when I talk, things happen. When I preach, things happen. Well, they don't have to necessarily talk because it's in the hand. You got to know if we wanted to use it in the world's terms, you got to know where your moneymaker is. Well, this thing for them has done much for their lives, transformed their lives, you know, brought them from maybe doing hair in their kitchen or doing hair in their living room to having a booth or having a even a school like Miss A having a school. So it's expanding. So what happened yesterday, they all came together and they brought their hands together. God blessed their hands as they gave. It was only when the bread and the fish got into the hands of the disciples that it multiplied. So what they done, they came together and they used their hands. They used their expertise. They used their giftings that were in their hands and made women who were less fortunate look beautiful with their hands. Some of those women, when they came in, when they were walking out, it was like a totally different person. But not only did it impact them physically, it impacted them internally. What it done, it stimulated hope on the inside of them. So women who came in who thought without makeup, without a hairdo, they weren't anything. When they left out, because many of them have it on their I am the one shirts. When they left out, they felt like I am the one. So they use their hands. And when they use their hands, God blessed their hands yesterday. God anointed their hands yesterday. It was the excitement, the anointing, the presence of God was so thick in that place because they were using what God gave them to be a benefit to people without an expense attached to it. Now, I don't say do that all the time, but that particular time was God ordained. Therefore, God has to do the rest of this verse. So those who are in participation and those of you who gave me gifts, so I got some pies, I got some cakes. That's those people's expertise. You have to know what you do and you do well. And guess what? I felt no jealousy in that room yesterday. All of them, except for the makeup artist, they done the same thing. And I felt no jealousy from any person in that room at all on yesterday. They worked together. They had fun. The presence of God was there. They got blessed. Nobody was in competition. Nobody was saying, I'm the leader. They came together. They functioned together. They blessed over 60 people by what they done. And it's all because they brought their giftings and they had the right heart toward what they were doing. And that thing really exploded. And if you go to social media and tag these people, I mean, share it, because it was absolutely amazing. So let me tell you a little bit more, because I had to get you there. So now that they've given, now the expectation is, it shall be given to you. At good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will men give into your bosom. So I want to give you three things real quickly, and then I'm going to pray. I want to get your excitement going, because it's already going. if the church every day felt like what it felt at HCRI yesterday, where Mrs. Alexander, Deborah Alexander, that's where her school is, her shop is. If that atmosphere is in the church, all kind of miracles will take place. All kind of transformational lives will take place. That's the type of atmosphere that transforms people's lives, like those 60 plus people. Their lives were transformed yesterday. So let me give you three things. Giving opens you to receiving more. Giving opens you to receiving more. See, now, their hands yesterday were open. They were released. Now, the same hands that give are the same hands that receive. So the opening of the hands, the opening of the hands are not hands that release without receiving. So the same hands that became active at giving a better hairstyle, makeup, whatever was given yesterday, those hands, they came open. And when those hands came open, those same hands giving opens to you and to receive more. So the giving open so that now they can receive more. The struggle is to open the hands. Well, the hands open. And when the hands open, the hands did not just open to give. The hands opened also to receive more. So this is how it goes based on this scripture. Give and it shall be given unto you. Release. And once you release, it will come back to you. God can't get anything in your hands until you open your hands. They use their hands. Therefore, now, because they use their hands to give, their hands are now open to receive more. Number two, all the space will be used and then run over. All the space will be used. So all the space in the hands will be used. All the space will be used and then run over. What do you come up with that? Because the Bible says it'll be given back to you. Good measure. And once you got as much as you can in it, what you do is you press it down. And if you still feel like there's more room, you shake it. And while you're shaking it, you're creating space. So all the space will be used, and then it'll run over. All the space will be used, then it will run over. They have fully extended themselves, and because of fully extending yourself, what happens is you're making sure there's no leftover space. So they were making sure that there was no leftover space, and when there was no leftover space, by pressing down, so God's going to fill every single place in their life, pressing down. It's going to be in good measure, pressing down, shaking together until your life is overflowing. They position themselves where now life will overflow for them. And that's how you do it. People can't stop me from being a blessed because I've chosen to be a blessing. This Tuesday morning, I'm not taking up an offering. I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just wanting to be a blessing at 6 in the morning, Central Time. I'm just wanting to be a blessing. So all the space will be used. And then once all the space is used, it will begin to run over. This is my last point. Then we're going to have to pray in just a minute. Listen to this. I want you to catch this. Now, the giving came from their hands. But if you read the entire verse and run it, listen to this. It'll come back, good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over will be put into your bosom. They gave with their hands yesterday. They gave with their hands. That's their gifting. That's the tool that they're working with. I don't know what yours is, but you need to figure it out. Whatever that tool is, you need to figure out how to work what God has given you. Number three, what was given by hand will be returned in the bosom. What was given by hand will be returned by the bosom. Now, what does that mean? What it means is they release with their hands, and they were in control with their distribution with their hands. But when the return came back, the hands were not enough to receive. So when so much is coming that your hands are so full, now you have to use your bosom. So now you have to use your bosom because your hands are not enough. There's so much now. And women, you know this better than anyone. You know that when your hands are full, you no longer, you start grabbing like this. So now you're having to use your bosom because it's so much. It's too much for your hands. Now you use your bosom to receive what God has for you. I'm telling y'all what's coming. If you do what I'm talking about and you believe those who were in participation on yesterday and those of you who can catch it today and understand what you have and what you have to offer, you're about to have a bosom breaking blessing. I'm talking about your hands are not going to be enough. There's no way that God's going to give you back what you gave from your hands. He's going to give you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be given into your bosom. So you go from giving in your hands to receiving with your bosom. You go from, I see you, Sister Deborah. You go from giving with your hands and receiving with your bosom because your hands are not enough to receive the harvest that comes from the spirit that you gave with, the heart that you gave with, what it done. It created so much multiplication. You gave with your hands and you received so much, you have to hold it in your bosom because your hands are not enough for the grand harvest that comes back into your life. I'm sorry if people want me to give a handful of blessings and receive a handful back, but that's not scripture. If you give a handful, then you're going to get a bosom back. And I'm telling you right now, this is what the Bible says, shall be put into your bosom because your hands are not enough. You do not have the capacity. You do not have the capacity in one hand and two hands for what God is going to give you in exchange for the generosity that you extended in the right spirit on yesterday. And those of you, Find something to put your hands on so that God can bless your bosom. Find something to put your hands on so that God can bless your bosom. I just found something to put my hands on so that God will bless my bosom. Hey, it's a done deal. It's a done deal. The act has already been made. The Love Ladies Center has already been blessed. We'll be there on Sunday evening with them as well. But guess what? They're going to be ready for us. You want to know why? Because those women with the hairstylists, makeup artists came together and they primed them. They primed them. They got them ready. Now there's a buzz going on around the Love Ladies Center and they can't wait until the wall of women get there on Sunday afternoon. Hey guys, I gotta pray. I only got 7 minutes, but I want you to know this. There's no way. You ever heard you can't be God-given? You cannot be God-given no matter how you try. Well, we tried yesterday. Some of you are going to try today. Some of you are going to continue to try. But I'm telling you, you cannot give by hand and receive only a handful back. It transforms into a bosom-breaking blessing. You're going to be loaded. I'm telling you, you're going to be loaded, and it's not far away because God has shined on the acts of those who show great generosity, those who show great kindness without motives. Let me pray. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We thank you for what you shared with us. We thank you for the hearts of those who were so generous on yesterday. Father, every need that they have that is unspoken, meet it. God, every need that they've spoken, meet that need to. God, everything, God, that you've been wanting to do, God, by the use of their hands, by the opening up their hands, they made room. And Father, still the room that they made is not enough for the return that you're bringing back into their lives. Father, I thank you for the spirit of generosity that came over them. I thank you for those, God, who collaborated together and said yes, and they came together as a team, and they represented the unity of the body of Christ. They represented, God, the heart that you demonstrate towards the hurting. And Father, because they were so willing, because they came together and they unified, they joined, they created the proper atmosphere, they created ministry, God, in a place that's not even a church. Father, I thank you for what's going to be a part of their lives. I thank you for the drawing factor that was created, the waves and waves. Waves of increase that comes that they don't have room enough to receive. Because God, when we give by hands, when we use what we have, our talents, our ability, our voice, whatever it is, to be a benefit to others, God, all of a sudden, when you start bringing the return, you cannot return it as we gave it. You return it, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into our bosom. God, what we gave with two hands, we do not have enough hands to receive it. Father, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. I thank you for how you lay things out. Just like the disciples, they took the bread and the fish in their hands, but God, in their hands, it began to multiply as they begin to distribute. Father, as these people take a hold, they take a hold of what you've given them. They see the demonstration of it. Let the moment be so etched in their minds and their hearts. Father, they would never forget. They would never forget the tool that you've given them, the principle. It's a principle, Lord. It's a principle. And that principle was worked yesterday. And that principle will continue to work. And it will continue to bring forth blessings that they don't have room enough to receive into their lives. Blessings here, blessings there, blessings everywhere. Blessings here, blessings there, blessings everywhere. And Father, it is now open. The avenues are open. The floodgates are open. The increases come. God, everything that you designed for their hearts, they are coming. They're on their way. If we were preaching the Old Testament, we say the camels are on the way. Increase is on the way. Father, extraordinary things are on the way simply because they chose to walk out what Jesus was, the heart of Jesus Christ in the earth. And Father, you cannot resist generosity. You cannot resist the principle of the open hands, the hands open to give, but the hands also remain open to receive. And we cannot beat you giving, God. God, do something amazing. Do something amazing in their lives. Do something extraordinary in their lives. Let something that they posted on social media get to a place, get to a billionaire, get to a million, a multimillionaire, something that they posted, God, that causes things to happen, the floodgates to open up. Father, there is not one thing that you do not want to do for these individuals who sacrifice their time, sacrifice their families, sacrifice. There's not one thing that you want to hold back from them. Father, I decree and declare over their lives and over the lives of those who will begin to participate, who will begin to engage, that you will do something so supernatural. It will be unexplainable. God, all we know is we yielded ourselves. And because we yielded ourselves, you released something on us. And we thank you and we bless you for it right now, for motivating us, for encouraging us, letting us know you're still there, you still respond, you still help, you're still God. And because you're still God, even the thing that we have, you said to that woman, make me a little cake through the man of God. Because she made a cake for the man of God, she used a little bit she had. Father, you caused her to eat an entire year. These women have worked a principle, and because they worked a principle, Father, you'll give them a year's wage in 1 week. You'll do it. You can do it, God. You'll increase their income in an amazing way because they used what they had, not because it was the best day, not because everything was perfect in their home, not because everything was the way they wanted it to be, but God, they stepped over. They stepped over their pain. They stepped over their anxiety. They stepped over their trouble. They stepped over bad reports that did not favor them, and they done something good with what you had given them. And because they did, you have to open up heaven over them. Open it so wide, Father. Open it so wide that their neighbors see it. Open it up so wide that the critics see it. Open it up so wide, Father, that everybody knows that you have favored those who are willing to open up their hands. And because their hands are open, Father, don't ever let their hands close again. Let them work the principle. Let them see the glory of the Lord. Let them see the manifestation of what you will do in the life of someone who will choose to operate by the principles that you have given us in this earth realm. I give you glory, I give you honor, I give you praise. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. So guys, I want you to go, you scroll through social media. Those who are on the conference call, I want you to go through social media, put like, do something, spread what you have seen. I know you're going to spread this. I know you've already let everybody know that we are on, continue to do that. But I want y'all to boost this. I want this stuff, if it can go to the White House, let it go to the White House, because what was done on yesterday by good-hearted people who don't want to take, but people who want to give, what was done, it needs to go viral. So take it. Women, if I could call out all of your names without missing one, I would do that. But thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. On behalf of myself and Lady Davis, the Wild Women Refresh Nation, thank you, thank you for your contribution to society. And people are better because of you. Now God's ready to be really good to you. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful day. I love you guys. Can't wait to see you, many of you tonight. It's going to be cold, but we're going to be out there because I want to see you guys tonight. Even if you stay for a few minutes, with myself and Lady Davis, we want to see you all. We are so proud of you all. I want you to hear this. We are so proud of you all. Y'all make us feel good about our sacrifice. Y'all make us feel good about everything that we do. We are so proud of you all. And thank you. Thank you. This is an appreciation. This is how you appreciate us. Be a blessing to other people. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all the gifts. But thank you for what you do for others, because that's our legacy. We want to leave people behind us that are a blessing to others. That's what we want to do. So have a wonderful day. Keep doing good. Keep those hands open, being a blessing to someone. I promise you, you won't have enough hands to receive. You're going to have to use your bosom. Some of y'all are going to walk around like this today because it's coming your way. God bless you. Have a great day. We love you.
Hey, if you're ever in the Birmingham area, we'd love to see you. Stop by, because everyone is welcome at Refresh Family Church. It's full of friendly people, a warm atmosphere, and a powerful word. Our service times are Sundays at 9 a.m. or our empowerment service on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We're located at 117 12th Court Northwest in Birmingham, Alabama. We'll see you soon at Refresh. Want to find out more about Apostle Stephen A. Davis? Well, log on, because StephenADavis.org is now live. That's right, log on to StephenADavis.org now and you can find out all about him. Watch live broadcasts and get all the information you need at StephenADavis.org. Available on all platforms. Log on today. Refresh Family Church. As we worship together, remember our five goals: serving the needs of families, reaching the lost, equipping the saints, reaching the nations, and transferring to generations. At Refresh Family Church, we're more than just a church. We're a nation. To find out more, log on to StephenADavis.org. We'll see you next time.